Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Unity and Jaya with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, new dog laws are being introduced to the Queensland Parliament today, with irresponsible owners potentially facing jail time and proposed bans on breeds like the American Pit Bull Terrier under the new proposed legislation. The current laws have been under review since 2021, and the proposed changes would bring Queensland's laws into line with other states like New South Wales, where maximum penalties for serious dog attacks can already include prison time. The Australian Veterinary Association Queensland President, Dr. Ben Brightman, has criticised the breed ban, stating, a quote, "A breed on its own is not an effective indicator or predictor of aggression in dogs," unquote.
Amidst the growing housing crisis in regional Queensland, some residents are being forced to live in tents as they have been squeezed out of the rental market. Resident David has been living in a small leaky tent on the side of the Brisbane motorway for 2 months. He moved to the capital city in an attempt to find work and affordable housing, but instead has been squeezed out of the rental market. He says, quote, "It's harder than living in a place, but it is somewhere safe." According to reports from the latest rental affordability by the National Shelter, regional Queensland is now the least affordable out of all the regions and cities in the country. Ellen White of the SGSS Economics and Planning said, quote, "The scope of Queensland's housing crisis is a first, and that for the first time it is unaffordable anywhere, even for the average income households," unquote.
In national news, the federal government has announced proposed legislation which could require ankle monitors as part of the visa conditions for those who were released from permanent detention earlier this week, following the High Court's recent ruling. The coalition is arguing the individuals should be returned to custody as soon as a legal avenue is identified, with Shadow Immigration Minister Dan Tehan saying it's because they, quote, "failed the character test," unquote. Human rights lawyers and the Greens have criticised the decision, with Greens Senator Nick McKim stating, quote, "It's likely that this legislation will override fundamental rights and freedoms, including the freedom of liberty, which should never be overwritten hastily or carelessly in a liberal democracy," unquote.
The current El Niño phase of the Pacific Ocean is forecast to peak during the coming months with one of the strongest on record. According to the latest NOAA monthly diagnostic report, there is even a possibility that this El Niño can rival previous, quote, super events, unquote. The report said, quote, "There is a 35% chance of this event becoming historically strong, more than 2 degrees Celsius for the November-January season," unquote. Considering all these factors, experts are saying that it would be no surprise if this summer was Australia's hottest on record.
In international news, New Zealand's Bird of the Century competition has seen votes pour in for the affectionately labelled puking mullet bird, following comedian John Oliver's impressive and extensive campaigning across the world. Oliver has rented billboards in not only Wellington, but also Paris, Tokyo, Mumbai and London, after finding a loophole in the competition guidelines where anyone with a valid email can vote. He also appeared wearing an oversized bird costume on Jimmy Fallon's The Tonight Show and rented a plane to fly a banner over a beach in Brazil to further the campaign. Some have criticised Oliver, saying people should vote for the kiwi as the national bird, with the competition being an annual event held by the Forest and Bird Conservation Group, intended to raise awareness for New Zealand's native birds.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.